I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Anti-terrorism police in Uganda are pursuing members of an Islamic State affiliate following Tuesday's explosions in the capital city. Three suicide bombers carried out coordinated attacks near a police station and parliament building. It's the latest in a series of bombings in recent weeks. Persecution is rising, too, as militant Islamists target church leaders and believers from a Muslim background. Find ways to help them through the Voice of the Martyrs Canada at missionnews.org. Plus, Syrian refugee children lose valuable years of education as their families flee war-torn areas looking for stability. It's often too late for these kids to catch up, says Anne Hamming of Tent Schools International. And that's why the Tent Schools partner in Lebanon takes a different approach, teaching them several different languages. If students know just 500 to 1,000 words in Lebanon's most spoken languages, they can get several different jobs. Pray the love of Jesus will shine through this school. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.